B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Ein Ches, and we're going to start on Daf Ein Ches Omud Beis, 9 lines from the top of the Omud. When we were learning Daf Ein Zayin, then the Mishnah took us from the bottom of Ein Vav Omud Beis right through to the top of Daf Ein Ches Omud Beis. It was one sugya which we learned in one long shir, and mitzvah today we're going to learn the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Nitmo Bosor V'Chelev Kayom. This is another halacha which is different between Korban Pesach and other korbanos. That regarding Korban Pesach, if the meat, the remaining flesh of the korban, became tummy, even though some of the chelev, some of the fats that have to go onto the mizbeach are still kayim, they are not tummy, they're allowed to be brought on the mizbeach, nonetheless, Eino Zorek Es Adam. If, in the event that the meat became tummy before they'd sprinkled, before they'd thrown the blood on the mizbeach, then they are not allowed to be zorek the blood, because, and the basic understanding of this Mishnah is that the animal, the korban, is posel. Even though we're going to see with other korbanos, providing that the zrikas adam, the sprinkling of the blood, is going to be matir, is going to allow any one of two, either the mizbeach, the emurim, the parts of the inside of the animal that go onto the mizbeach can go on, or that some of the flesh of the animal can be eaten. In any of those two cases, it's already justifying that one's allowed to do the zrikas adam, and then it will be mechaper, and the korban will have achieved what it was supposed to achieve. However, since Korban Pesach, the main purpose of the korban is to eat the korban, then even though the chelev, the fats, are tohir and could be put on the mizbeach, since there's no animal that can be eaten because it's tomei, one's not allowed to be zorek the dam. Nitma chelev, however, if only the chelev, the fats, became tomei, v'abosor kaim, but the rest of the meat of the animal is still available, it's tohir, then zorek es adam, then you have a good reason to be zorek the dam. Ubamukdoshin, however, in contrast to that, regarding all other korbanos, Eino Kein is not the case. Elo, afal pisha nitma habosor, v'chelev kayim. As long as, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, we saw in a previous Gemara that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you never need to have that the bosor or the chelev is still available to justify doing zrikas adam. However, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that normally, if the meat and the chelev is not available, you're not allowed to be zorek the dam, and the animal, the korban, is posel. However, with all korbanos, according to Rabbi Yeshua, even if none of the meat is available, but the chelev is still available, then zorek es adam, he can throw the blood on the mizbeach, and the animal is kosher, the korban is kosher. In contrast to korban pesach, the only thing that makes this korban posel is if there's actually meat that will be eaten by the people who own the korban pesach, available to be eaten on the night of the 15th. Says the Gemara. And the Gemara is now coming to town on the first statement in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says regarding korban pesach, nitmo bosor v'chelev kayom, if the bosor became tomei, eino zorek es adam, is not allowed to sprinkle, he's not allowed to throw the blood on the mizbeach, and it would seem that the animal is posel. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Gidl Omer Rav. Rav Gidl says in the name of Rav, no, don't think the animal is posel. No. Im zorak, if you did throw the blood on the mizbeach, hurutza, then the animal, the korban, is kosher, and it's accepted, and the person does not need to bring Pesach Sheni. Even though there's no meat, he's not going to eat the korban Pesach. He's got nothing to eat on the night of the 15th. Nonetheless, since he did the Zrikas Adam, then the animal is kosher, and he's potter from bringing the Pesach Sheni. Even though he should not have sprinkled the blood, because the Mishnah says, Eino Zorek Es Adam. He's not allowed to sprinkle the blood. If he did, but b'di'evad, it's kosher. And we're going to have to see later, what made Rav say such a thing? Why don't you just say, Eino Zorek Es Adam, because the animal is posel, because there's no meat here. Rav didn't want to say that, and the Gemara is going to explain to us why. But either way, at this point, Rav, we assume that he says, or he did say, that Imzorak, If they sprinkle the blood, even though there was no basar to be eaten, nonetheless the Korban Pesach is kosher. Asks the Gemara Vabino Nachila, do we not say that you need to be able to eat the Korban Pesach? Is that not an integral part of the Korban Pesach, that it should be able to be eaten? Says the Gemara, Achila loy ma'akva. You're right, but it's not ma'akav. In the event that you don't have achila, the korban is still kosher. Asks the Gemara of Oksiv, Ish lefi achloi, does the pasuk not say that a person, that means the amount of people or the people which are registered and numbered on this korban pesach are those that are lefi achloi according to their ability to eat the korban pesach? So you see that the pasuk says it has to be lefi achloi, it has to be edible. Here in this case we're talking about nitma basar, there's no meat to be eaten at all. How can you say it's kosher ve'im zarak adam then hurutza? Says the Gemara Lemitzvah. The Pasuk itself is just a lekatchila, that's the preferred way of doing the mitzvah. But not necessarily that it's ma'akev. In the absence of that mitzvah, the korban is still kosher. Asks the Gemara L'akev loy, and are you really suggesting that it's not ma'akev that you have to eat the korban pesach, or the korban pesach has to be able to be eaten? V'tanya, did we not see in the Braisa? The Braisa says on the Pasuk, V'im yim'at habayis miyois miseh, v'lo kachu ushchene akorov el beisoy, b'michsas nefoshois ish lefi ochloi techoisu alaseh. So the Pasuk says b'michsas, which is again, not only does it say ish lefi ochloi techoisu, it says b'michsas, which means that it has to be numbered, the people have to be numbered on the Korban Pesach. It says it twice in the Pasuk. Melamed she'ena Pesach nishchat elo l'menuyov. First it says, ish lefi ochloi tochoisu, those who are going to eat the Korban Pesach have to be numbered and registered on the Mizbeach. And then again it says b'michsas. It says it twice to tell us that it's ma'akev. You have to shech the Korban Pesach only, or at least there must be the Korban Pesach is shechted for people who are registered on the Korban Pesach. That's called Limnuyov. And if it says it twice, we know whenever the Pasuk says something twice, Shinno alov akosuv la'akiv. The reason it says it twice is to tell us it's not just a preferred way of doing the mitzvah, it's the only way which the mitzvah is allowed to be done. Yochel shochtei shalei Limnuyov yeheka over ala mitzvah v'kosher. You might have thought, since it just says b'michsas, or if it would just say b'michsas, that if you shecht the Korban Pesach shalei Limnuyov, for those who are not registered on the Korban Pesach, then he will just have transgressed the preferable way of doing the mitzvah, but it's still kosher. Talmud Lema, that's why it says, ish lefi ochle tachoisu hakosuv shino lov la'akev. Here the Gemara is speaking out what we spoke about before, that shalei Limnuyov is ma'akev. And the Braisa says, "Ve'iskish oichli nimnuyim," and the Torah compares ish lefi ochloi tochoisu, that the requirement that the Korban Pesach is actually shechted for people who can eat it is compared, is written together with the requirement that it should be shechted for those who are registered on it. And in the same way as the requirement to shecht it only for those who are registered is ma'akev, so too the requirement to shecht it for those who can eat it is ma'akev. If so, we have a braisa that says that lo'ichlov has to be ma'akev. How can Rav say that if you have a korban that nobody can eat, it's tomei nonetheless, imzorak hurtza? Says the Gemara l'Rav to Omar Rav Nosson. Rav obviously explained the Mishnah, assuming the Mishnah is following Rav Nosson. To Omar, achilas psochim lo'i ma'akva. The Rav Nosson holds, not like it seems from that braisa, Rav Nosson holds that eating the Korban Pesach is not ma'akev, and even if you shech the Korban Pesach, or even if the Korban Pesach is not able to be eaten because it's tummy, it's not ma'akev. There seems to be an opinion of Rav Nosson that way. We need to look for such a Rav Nosson, and the Gemara is going to do that. We're going to have a whole list of Rav Nossons that maybe is this Rav Nosson. But there is a Rav Nosson who holds achilas psochim loy ma'akva. And obviously, if Rav says that imzorak hurutza, on a case where you have a korban pesach, where the korban pesach is tomei, it must be that achilas pesach loy ma'akva. Says the Gemara, hi Rav Nosson, tell us about this Rav Nosson. Which Rav Nosson is this? We have a number of braisas that mention Rav Nosson. Are those braisas this Rav Nosson? Maybe not. Says the Gemara, Ilei Mahor Rav Nosson, is it the following Rav Nosson, the Tanya in the Braisa? Rav Nosson, Oymer Rav Nosson says, what's the halacha in the following case? Minayin shekol Yisrael yoytzim b'pesach echod. How do you know that the whole of Klal Yisrael can actually be yoytza on a single Korban Pesach? Talmud Loima, it says in the Pasuk, The pasuk says something interesting. The pasuk says, "V'hayo lachem l'mishmeres ad arba'a soyim l'chodesh hazeh." You should protect and watch the korban till the 14th of Nisan. V'shachatu oisoi kol kaladas Yisrael beinu arba'im. In the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan, the whole of Klal Yisrael should shecht the korban Pesach. Asks the Gemara, the Braisa, v'chi kol ha'kol sheichtin? Well, everybody, the whole of Klal Yisrael, shechts a korban Pesach. Halo ein sheichet elo echod. There's only one person that shechts. You can't have 10 people shechting a korban. One person shechts a korban. Elo melamed, the fact that the pasuk says that kol hadas Yisrael is shechting the korban Pesach. What does it mean? That the one sheichet is shechting the korban Pesach, representing and on behalf of, as an agent of, the whole of Klal Yisrael. So the pasuk seems to tell us that the whole of Kol Kaladas Yisrael, the entire Klal Yisrael, can be yotze with a single Korban Pesach. And how can everybody be yotze with one Korban Pesach? There's clearly not enough meat in that one Korban Pesach to go around for everybody. Most people are not going to get anything to eat at all. And nonetheless, it says that in such a case, it's kosher. And nobody was going to have to bring a Pesach Sheni. How can you say that they were all Yotze if they couldn't eat it? And Rav Nosson said this. So it seems to be that Rav Nosson says, Achilas Psochim is not Ma'akev. Says the Gemara, no. Don't bring me proof, because that Rav Nosson may well not agree with what we said before in the name of Rav. And Rav Nosson will agree if the Korban is Tomei and nobody can eat this Korban. It is Ma'akev, not like Rav said. And nonetheless, Dilma Shani Hosom, the Imam Mashchihani Chozi Lehani. Vim Mashchihani Chozi Lehani. If any, the Korban Pesach could be, it could be shechted on behalf of everybody. And as long as enough people withdraw in the last minute, then everybody else will be able to eat it. That means no one person is excluded from eating. We understand that not everybody is going to be able to eat from this one Korban Pesach. There's not so many kazesim, thousands of kazesim, or hundreds of thousands of kazesim. No, but there's no one person who's excluded. And since it was shechted for everybody, then every one person can say, the Korban was shechted for me. And therefore, he's not been excluded. In the case where the Korban Pesach is Tomei, nobody can eat from it. So maybe there, Ibn Osn will agree that the Korban Pesach is posel, not like Rav said, the Im Zorak Hurutza. So that's clearly not the Ibn Osn that Rav would be relying on. Elohor Ibn Osn, maybe a different Ibn Osn from a different Braisa. The Tanya we learnt in a Braisa. Nimnu olov chabura achas. What happens if you had registered on one Korban Pesach, a group of people, let's just for argument say 10 people, because they know there's exactly 10 kazesim that they can eat. Or 10 people will manage to eat this Korban Pesach. The Chozu and afterwards, the Nimnu of Chabura Acheres, they added on to the first group another 10 people. This, there's not enough meat in this Korban Pesach for the second group of 10. Then the halacha is, Rishonim Sheyesh Lem Kazayis, the first group that they registered and they have a Kazayis reserved for them in this Korban Pesach, Oichlin, they eat the Korban Pesach, Upturim Melasis Pesach Sheni, and they don't need to bring a Pesach Sheni, because they ate from the first Pesach. Achreinim, the second group, She'einem Kazayis, they're not going to be able to eat from this Korban Pesach, there's not enough meat here for them. Ein Oichlin, they don't eat the Korban Pesach, V'chayovin Nasis Pesach Sheni, they're going to have to do a second Pesach Sheni. It's almost as if their registering on this Korban Pesach is redundant. Since they can't eat from it, it's like Shilayla Eichlov. And therefore, it's as if they didn't bring a Korban Pesach, they have to bring Korban Pesach Sheni. Rav Nosson argues, that was the Tanakama. Rav Nosson Oimer Eilu Ve'elu Pturin Milasis Pesach Sheni. Both, even the second group, who we clearly know they could not eat from this Korban Pesach, they are also exempt from bringing a Pesach Sheni. It's as if the korban was kosher and valid for them as well. Shekvar nizrak adam, since the blood was sprinkled, and the blood was sprinkled, it was sprinkled on their behalf, they do not need to bring a Pesach Sheni, even though they will not be able to eat from this korban Pesach. So what do you see from here? You have again Reb Nosson who says that I have a group of people registered on a korban Pesach, and it's kosher, even though we know that they will not be able to eat from it. So maybe this is the Reb Nosson that Rav was relying on, that the same will apply when the animal is Tomei, that it's still kosher, and therefore im zorak kurutza. Says the Gemara, no. Akati, could still be that Reb Nosson would agree that in that case in the Mishnah, it's possible, and nobody was Yaitza. Nonetheless, in the case of the second group of people that was added on to this Korban Pesach, it will be kosher for them. Why? Dilma Shani Hasam, again, Di'im Memshechihani Chazi Lahani. Because it could be that since if the first group would withdraw, the second group would be able to eat. So you can't say that the second group are excluded from this Korban Pesach. Since they're not excluded from the Korban Pesach, it's kosher. However, even though we know that in the presence of the first group, the second group will not be able to eat. But you cannot say that they've been totally excluded. They are able, their part in this Korban Pesach would theoretically and potentially allow them to eat. And therefore it's kosher, unlike the case in the Mishnah where it's Tomei. So again, this Reb Nosson would not be proof to Rav. Im Kain, says the Gemara, if that's indeed the explanation that why Reb Nosson says that both groups, the reason that even the second group do not need to do a Pesach Sheni is because they themselves could have eaten from this Pesach if the first part of the first group would withdraw, Im Kain Lisni Hoil Ru'in Limoshech. So why does Reb Nosson explain that the reason that the second group don't need to do a Pesach Sheni is because Shekrar Nizra Kadam, because the blood of this korban was thrown on the Mizbeach on their behalf? That's not the reason. The real reason that they don't need to do Pesach Sheni is because the first group could potentially withdraw. So why don't you say that answer? My Shekvar Nizra Kadam, what's this explanation that Reb Nosson is giving that the reason the second group don't need to bring it is because the blood was sprinkled on their behalf? That seems to say that we don't need them to be able to eat. All we need is that the blood should be sprinkled on their behalf. In which case, again, it could be proof to Rav that if the blood was sprinkled, and the blood is Tohir, we're talking about the blood is Tohir, it was sprinkled on their behalf, then even though they can't eat, it's enough, Shekvar Nizrak Adam. So then it would be proof to what Rav says, that the main thing is the Nizrak Adam, not the Achila. Shmamino, from the term that Reb Nosson used, Shekvar Nizrak Adam, the Badam Talya Milsa, that it's dependent only on whether the blood was sprinkled on their behalf. Aval achila loy ma'akev, but the eating the korban is not ma'akev. And this is indeed the Reb Nosson that Rav was relying on. And that's the conclusion of the Gemara. We have a Reb Nosson here that seems to say that as long as it's Nizrak Adam, he doesn't need to be able to eat. Says the Gemara, May tuchke de Rav, de moikim lo masnisin lekatchila v'Reb Nosson. Now we're going back to Rav. Okay, granted, you found Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson says that achila is not ma'akev. You have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that nitma bosa v'chelev kaim eine zerik es adam. Why are you, Rav, assuming that eine zerik es adam means you shouldn't do it lekatchila? If you did it im zorak, but the eved it horza, and then you have to say the Mishnah is going like Reb Nosson that achila is not ma'akev. What pushed Rav to do that? My duchke de Rav, de moikim lo masnisin, he's got to explain the Mishnah, lekatchila, that the Mishnah says, eine zayrikas adam is only lekatchila, v'Reb Nosson, and then the Mishnah is following Reb Nosson. Noik mikra rabbonon, says like the rabbonon, who say that eating a korban is ma'akev, v'afilu di'eved na miloi, and therefore, even b'di'eved, eine zayrikas adam, and if he does, it's posel. What pushed Rav to this place? Answers the Gemara, Rav masnisin koshisei. Rav was wondering about the Loshen of the Mishnah. Amai toni, why did the Mishnah say, ein zayrikas adam? That in the case where nitma bosa v'chelev kaim, don't sprinkle the blood. Listeni posel, why didn't you just say it's posel? Why do you have to tell me don't sprinkle the blood? Tell me it's posel. Now, no, you can't sprinkle the blood. You don't sprinkle the blood from a posel korban. Eloshma mino, from the fact that the Mishnah said that the whole problem is that ein zerik es adam, you see that ein zerik lekatchila, that lekatchila you shouldn't throw the blood on the mizbeach. Avul b'di'eved, but b'di'eved, it's still kosher, shapir domi, it's kosher. And that's what pushed Rav to say that im zorak hurta, and it must be following Reb Nosson. Continues the Gemara. Ulu Reb Nosson, Ish lefi ochloi lomoli. Reb Nosson also agrees that it says in the Pasuk, Ish lefi ochloi, that the Korban Pesach has to be able to be eaten. It's a Pasuk. Lefi ochloi, according to the amount that people can eat, that's as many, how the people are registered on the Korban. What's Reb Nosson doing with that? He says that Achila is not Ma'akev, but you do have a Pasuk. Answers the Gemara, even Reb Nosson agrees, the Be'inon Gavra de Chozi Le'achila. Reb Nosson agrees that the person, if it's a sick person, or if the person is tomei, or if there's something wrong with a person that prevents him from eating the Korban Pesach, then there'll be an issue and the Korban Pesach will be possible. However, if the problem is not in the person, the problem is just something happened to the korban itself that it cannot be eaten. For example, it became tomei. In that case, the achil is not ma'akev. As long as the person is a type of person that could have eaten from a korban had the korban been allowed to be eaten or able to be eaten. And now the Gemara is going to bring a number of different sources of brises, and we're going to wonder if those brises are following Reb Nosson, who says achila is not ma'akev, or if it's following the Chachomim, who say achila is ma'akev. Man tana lehodu tonu rabbonon. Which opinion is the following brisa? Shochatu lo'ichlov. If they shechted the korban Pesach, lo'ichlov, with the intentions of that the korban should be for people who can eat the korban, not old people, not sick people, people who can eat it. Vazorku domi shalei lo'ichlov. And then the sprinkling of the blood was done for those who could not eat the Korban Pesach. Then HaPesach Atzmoy Kosher. You're not allowed to eat from this Korban Pesach, but the Korban in and of its own is kosher, and you're allowed to sprinkle the blood and put the insides onto the Mizbeach. V'odom Yetzah B'Yedei Chivosei. And whoever was registered on this Korban is Yetzah and doesn't need to bring a Pesach Sheni. Who would this be following? Kaman, who is this? Where it says explicitly that even though it was Nizrak Domoy, the blood was sprinkled with Sheloi La'ichlov, and we know that a Korban Pesach has to be La'ichlov. And here it says, even though it was sprinkled Sheloi La'ichlov, the Korban is kosher. For some reason, you're not allowed to eat it, we have to understand that. But it, nonetheless, it's kosher. Neimer Reb Nosson hi. So do we not assume that it's Reb Nosson who says that achil is not ma'akev, and therefore even though the zrikas adam was shaloi la'ichlov, nonetheless it's kosher. V'loi rabbonon, and it doesn't follow the rabbonon who say that the achil is ma'akev, because if the achil is ma'akev, then shechting, then doing the zrika shaloi la'ichlov is a psul, because shaloi la'ichlov is ma'akev, and then the korban will be possible. Why do you say a pesach atzmei kosher? Says the Gemara, no. Afilu teimer rabbonon. It could be, it's even according to the Rabbonon that says that Shaloi La'ichlov is a psul. However, it happens to be that Ein Machsheves Oichlin Bezrika, this is a concept that we already saw in Daf Samech Aleph, that it happens to be that the requirement of Shaloi, of Oichlov, is in the Pasuk of, is learned from Ishlefi Ochloi Techoisu Alaseh, and there it's talking about Shchita, and since the Pasuk there is talking about Shchita, the only place where Shaloi La'ichlov is a psul is by the Shechita. By the Zrika, there's no psul of Shaloi La'ichlov. Ein machsheves oichlin bezrika. And therefore, even if Shaloi La'ichlov is ma'akev, not at the Zrika. And therefore, there's no proof to say that this brisa is not the Rabbonon. Continues the Gemara. Man tana lehodu tana Rabbonon. Who's the author of which opinion is the following brisa following? Harei shehoya choyle b'sha'as Shechita. If the Korban Pesach was shechted for somebody who was sick when it was shechted, v'cholim b'shah zrika, but at the time of the zrika sadam, this person that the Korban was done for and on behalf of, he was well, he wasn't sick anymore. Or, cholim b'shah shechita, he was okay, he was well enough to be able to eat the Korban during the time of the shechita, v'chole b'shah zrika. But when they were throwing the blood on the Mizbeach, he was sick, and at that point, he was a type of person that would not be able to eat the Korban Pesach. And then in both of these cases, ein sheichatin v'zorkin olov, ad sheyei cholim b'shah shechita ad sheyei zrika. The only time where you do a shechita and a zrika, the only time where Korban is going to be kosher, is provided that this person who is being done for is well from the time of the shechita until the time of the zrika. Kaman, who would this be following, that you need the person to be well enough to be able to eat the korban in order to allow you to shecht and to sprinkle the blood on his behalf? Neimer Rabbonon hi v'lo Reb Nosson. Can we not assume that it's the Rabbonon and not Reb Nosson? According to Reb Nosson, it doesn't matter if you can't eat. So even if he's a chayla, that shouldn't be a cause to be a problem with the korban. Says the Gemara, no. Afilo teimu Reb Nosson. It could be that this braisa is Reb Nosson, because gavra dechazi lachila ba'inon. Because as we saw before, even Reb Nosson agrees, and he learns it from the pasuk of ish lefi achloi, that the person in and of himself has to be able to eat the korban. If he's chayle, if he's a sick person, and therefore as a person he cannot eat the korban, that's a problem, even according to Reb Nosson. Continues the Gemara. Man tana lahad eton rabon on another braisa. Who's the author of the following braisa? Shochatoi betara. What happens if when they shechted the korban Pesach, everybody was toyer? Va'achar kach nitmu ubailim. And then before they did the zrikas hadam, the owners of this korban became tomei. Yizori kadam betara. Make sure that the blood stays toyer. You can sprinkle the blood betara. Va'alyechal bosar betomei, but the person who the korban belongs to, who has become tomei, he's not allowed to eat the korban. You're not allowed to eat a korban when a person is tomei. It's very seriously also that. But you're allowed to sprinkle the blood on his behalf. Kaman, who would this braisa be following? Omer Belozer. Belozer said, b'machloikas shnuya. Even though we saw before that the Gemara said that there were braisas who held that that Reb Nosson agrees that Gavra dechazi lachila ba'inon, that Reb Nosson says the person has to be able to eat the korban Pesach, and if the person is tomei, then it will be a problem. However, this particular braisa possibly argues with that it's Reb Nosson here, that it's this Reb Nosson who holds that achila is not ma'akiv. That's right. There's Reb Nosson that achila is not ma'akiv, even though there's a problem here in the gavra, in the person, he's tomei. It's not a problem with the korban. Till now, in the whole sugya, we said Reb Nosson only says when the korban is tomei, then achila loy ma'akiv, and the person is still yotzer. But if the person is tomei, or the person is sick, there's something wrong with the person, then Reb Nosson will agree it's a problem. This, according to Reb Elazar, he says that b'machlokes shnuya, it's dependent on an argument on that point. And indeed, it's Reb Nosson, even though the issue is that the person is tomei. Reb Yechonon says, afilu teimu rabbonon, that this braisa could really be, even according to the rabbonon, that even though the rabbonon who say that the achila is ma'akiv, since the achila is ma'akiv, if the owner is tomei, he's not going to be able to eat the korban Pesach, how then can we say Yizrei Kadam? How can you sprinkle the blood? It's the korban is going to be posel. Hochab ma'askinon, you know why the korban's not posel, even though the person is tomei? But tzibur, because we're talking about that the whole tzibur became tomei. Dafilu betumah nami avdi. And the tzibur, they're even allowed to bring a korban Pesach when they're tomei. So here, if the owner is tomei, it doesn't matter. Tumah is hutra betzibur. Either Hutra Batzibur or Duchuya Batzibur we've seen previously, but in the Tzibur, everybody can bring the Korban Pesach. Ask the Gemara, Ibat Tzibur, if we're talking about that the whole Tzibur or the most of Klal Yisrael are Tomei, and my Eina Basar Nechal Betuma, why do you say you can sprinkle the blood, but you're not allowed to eat the animal? Why not? Tumah that's Korban Pesach that's made Betuma with the whole of Klal Yisrael, you're allowed to eat it. It's a Mishnah we saw early on. You're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, even Betuma. Says the Gemara, you're right. According to the letter of the law, since most of the people became Tomei before the Zrikas Adam, it is called a Pesach Abba Betuma, and they're allowed to eat it Betuma. However, here, since they became Tomei after the Shechita, we're worried they're going to get confused. What's going to happen a year later, where most of the people are going to become Tomei, if it would happen that most of the people become Tomei, not after the Shechita, but after the Zrika? That means when the Zrikas Adam was done, everybody was still Toyer. So then it's not called a Pesach Abba Betuma, it's called a Pesach Abba Betara. A Pesach Abba Betara, Bigdusha, then even if most of the people become Tomei, you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach Betuma. People get confused. People might say, just a minute, last year we were all Toher at the Shechita, and nonetheless, they let us eat the Korban Pesach, even though we became Tomei afterwards. So this year also, even though we were all Toher, when the Shechita was done, we can eat the Korban Pesach. And they're not going to distinguish between difference between last year, where it's true that you were Toher by the Shechita, but you became Tomei before the Zrika. So then it's called the Pesach Abba Betuma. And that's why you could eat the Korban Pesach. And this year, where you became Tomei after the Zrika, and you're not allowed to eat it. And in order that there shouldn't be any confusion, if people became Tomei after the Shechita, then you can be Zayrik the Dam, but you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, so the Chas V'Shalom, a different year, there shouldn't be a confusion. Let's see that inside. Gzeira, the reason they're not allowed to eat the meat is a Gzeira Shemo Yitamu Bailim Na'achazvika. The next year, the people, the owners, might become Tomei, a Tzibur might become Tomei after Zrika. V'yomer, and they're going to say, Ishtakeid, last year, Loinit Menu, we were not Tomei by the Shechita, V'achalnu, and we were allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Hashta, this year, Nami Nechel, will also be able to eat the Korban Pesach. V'lo Yodi, and they will not become aware, they will not be aware, the Ishtakeid, that the previous year, Ki Izdarik Dam, when the blood was being thrown on the Mizbeach, Bailim Tmeim Havu, then the owners were already Tomei, and it was Tomahot Rabbi Tzibur. However, Hashta, Bailim Toirim Hava. However, this year, and that means that second year, the people were Tohir Bashas the Zrikas Adam, and therefore they're not allowed to eat it. In order not to get confused, they said, whenever the Shechita is done B'Taira, you're not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach B'Tuma, even though the Zrika was done when everybody was Tomei, and biblically speaking, they should have been allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Continues the Gemara, and we saw before, Rav Gidl said in the name of Rav that our Mishnah is only Lekatchila, Imzorak Hurtza. And we wanted to know why, and because it seems that the Rabbanon hold, Achila is Ma'akev. So we said, no, hi Rabbi Nosson, that says, El Rav de Omar Rab Nosson, de Omar Achilas Psochim Loi Ma'akva. That's what we saw in Ayin Ches Amud Beis. Now, at the top of Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara is saying, Ibois Eimo, it could be Rav, instead of saying he's following Rab Nosson, there's another opinion that holds that Achilas Psochim is not Ma'akev. Eimo Rav de Omar Rab Yeshua. It could be it's the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. And we're going to see now in the Braisa, Rabbi Yeshua holds that Achilas Psochim is not Ma'akev. And therefore, Imzora Kurtza, the Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kol HaZvachim Shebetoira, all the Korbonos in the Torah, Bein Shenitzma Bosor V'Chelev Kaim, it doesn't matter if the Bosor became Tomei, but the Chelev is not Tomei, Bein Shenitzma Chelev Bosor Kaim, or if the Chelev became Tomei, but the meat is still available that will be able to be eaten afterwards, Zorek HaSadam, the Korban is kosher, and you're allowed to sprinkle the blood, and the owner is Niskapir, and it's a kosher Korban. Besides for two examples, Nozir v'Oisa Pesach. However, in the case of a Nozir, or which a Nozir has to bring a Korban Shlomim, or a Korban Pesach, that Nitma Chelev, if only the Chelev became Tomei, but Bosor is Kayim, but the meat itself is still Tohir, and will be able to be roasted in the case of the Korban Pesach, and the Nozir will be able to, it'll be able to be prepared, then Zorek HaSadam, then you can sprinkle the blood, even though the Chelev is not going to be able to be put on the Mizbeach because it became Tomei. However, Nitma Basar v'Chelev Kaim, if the other way around, the meat became Posel, became Tomei, and only the Chelev is still around to go on the Mizbeach, ain't Zorek HaSadam. No, the Korban is Posel, and you're not allowed to do the Zorek HaSadam, or the Korban is not Posel, we're about to see, but you should not be Zorek the Dam. V'im Zorek Hurtza. Why should you not be Zorek the Dam? Because you need to be, the Korban Pesach has to be able to be eaten. And since over here we're talking about that the Bosor is Tomei, and therefore it won't be able to be eaten. And the same with the Nozir. We know that the Nozir has to be prepared in a way that the Korban can actually be eaten. And we're not going to discuss now why. Rashi goes into a little bit what the sources are by Nozir. But Nozir also has to be able to be eaten. And since the meat will not be able to be eaten, therefore you should not sprinkle the blood. V'im Zorak, however, if they did sprinkle the blood, Hurtza, the Korban is a kosher Korban. And here you see clearly that Rabbi Yeshua says, in the case of Korban Pesach, that if Zorak Adam, even though the Bosor is not available anymore, nonetheless, the Korban is kosher. And Rav could have been following Rabbi Yeshua. The Braisa continues, Nitmu Abailim, however, if the owners themselves, they became Tomei, B'meis, with the Tumas Meis, then loy yizroik, you're not allowed to sprinkle the blood, v'im zorak, and if they do, loy hurutza, then the korban is posel. And this is as we saw before, that this is following a similar concept that we said before, that bo'inon gavra dechozi la'achila, that even though if the behema is tomei, then Rabbi Yeshua says, as we saw with Rav Nosson before, that achila is not ma'akev, but if the owners themselves are tomei, then there's a problem with the gavra, with the person, then even according to Rabbi Yeshua, like we saw according to most opinions in the name of Reb Nosson, that it is ma'akev. Ish lefi ochloi, if the person's not able to be eaten, the korban Pesach is not a kosher korban. Continues the Gemara, that we saw in the next statement in the Mishnah, on the fine chesamut base, that with all other korbanos, b'mukdoshim einakein, elo afal pisha bosor v'chelev kaim zerikes adam. Afal pisha nitma bosor v'chelev kaim, zerikes adam, that even Rabbi Yeshua, who says that you cannot sprinkle the blood if it's not matir anything, not like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shua says that it has to be matir, has to allow something. It doesn't matter whether it's allowing the meat to be eaten or the chaylev to be put on the mizbeach. Any one of them is sufficient. And therefore, even if nitma basar, as long as the chaylev is kaim, unlike korban Pesach, the other korbanis are kosher. Says the Gemara. Masnis in this Mishnah money, who is it? Rabbi Yeshua. The Mishnah is clearly following Rabbi Yeshua. Titani, we learned to Rabbi Yeshua Oimir, Kol Azvachim Shebatera, and we've seen this already before, that all the other korbanos in the Torah, Shenishtair Mehen Kazayis Bosor, that there's either a Kazayis of the meat, which is left over and is kosher to be eaten, Oy Kazayis Chelev, or as a Kazayis of the Chelev, the fats that are going to go on the Mizbeach, then if any one of those two exist, Zerikas Adam, there's enough reason to be allowed to sprinkle the blood and the korban will be kosher. However, Kechetzi Zayis Basar or Kechetzi Zayis Chelev, if all that's left, that's tohir, that's available, that hasn't been burnt, lost, is half a Kazayis of meat and half a Kazayis of Chelev, in Zerikas Adam, that's not good enough because the Basar is eaten by people. The chaylev is eaten, so to speak, by the mizbeach, and they're not mitzarif. They do not combine. You need a full kazayis of either the mizbeach's food, which is the chaylev, or the people's food, which is the basar. But you can't have half a kazayis of each. However, ba'oilo, regarding a korban oilo, afilu kechetzi zayis basar, kechetzi zayis chaylev, even if half a kazayis is meat and half the kazayis is the fats, zayrikes adam, the korban is kosher and you can sprinkle the blood. Why? Mipnei shekulo kolil, because the whole korban oilah, even the meat, gets burnt on the mizbeach. So the meat, as well as the fats, are the food of the mizbeach, and therefore half a kazayis of each would combine. With all other korbanos, that only the chaylev goes on the mizbeach, the meat is eaten by people, then we cannot combine half a kazayis of each. Continues the Braisa. Ubamincha, regarding a korban mincha, afal pisha kulo kayemes. If you have a korban, and the whole korban, all the chaylev and all the basar became tomei, is not available. You want to sprinkle the blood. Says the Braisa, even though the whole korban mincha, which is the breads, which are made of the grains, it's the cakes, the matzos, the chalos, that even though all of them are tohir and are left over, their matir, they will be allowed to be eaten, lo yizrik, that's not enough to allow us to sprinkle the blood. So in order to sprinkle the blood, you need that either a kazayis of the chaylev is left or a kazayis of the basar. It's not enough that the mincha is left. Ask the Gemara, mincha maya vidita. I don't understand what's going on here. Where a korban mincha? Where's the zrikas adam that comes together with a korban mincha? There's five different types of korban minchas and none of them come with animals. You bring all different types of korban minchas. Where does zrikas adam? You want to be zirik the dam. There's nothing left of the animal. So do I need the braiser to tell me that even though the mincha is left, it's not a good enough reason to allow you to be zirik the dam? What's the situation? Omer of Papa. Rav Papa says we're not talking about a regular korban mincha that indeed doesn't come with an animal. We're talking about minchas nesachim. Because there was a halacha, puts a pasuk, that a korban oilo and the korban shlomim, when they're brought, they have to be brought together with some flour, some mincha type part of the korban, not only flour, but also mincha. And that mincha was put on the mizbeach as well, together with the oilo or the parts of the shlomim. This part of the mincha called minchas nesachim was also put on the mizbeach. So solkadai to chamina, I may have thought, given the koasya mikoyach zevach, since you brought these menachis as part of the korban, it was part of the bringing the korban on the mizbeach, was that the mincha was also brought. I may have thought kagufei de zevach domi. Then as long as the mincha is kosher still, the flour part didn't become tummy and could theoretically be put on the Mizbeach, that's enough to allow us to be Zorik the Dam, Kumash Malon, the Chiddush is of the Braisa that no, you need to have either Chelev of the Korban left or the Basar left, but not the Mincha. The Mincha part is not enough to allow us to be Zorik the Dam. Says the Gemara, Chelev Minolon. What's the source that if you just have Chelev, there's no Basar left, you just have Chelev left, the fat that it's enough and you're allowed to sprinkle the blood and the korban is kosher. Omer Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Some say Rabbi Yechanan said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Umoti Bo Mishum Rabbi Shua Ben Chananya, and others are inclined to say it was said in the name of Rabbi Shua Ben Chananya. The Omer Kro is learned from a posuk. The posuk says, V'zorak HaKoyen Es Adom, the Kohen sprinkles, throws the blood, Al Mizbach Hashem, Pesach oil moed, v'hiktir ha-chelev l'reach nichoyach l'Hashem. He sprinkles the blood, and then he offers the chelev part onto the mizbeach l'reach nichoyach. It should be a pleasant aroma, so to speak, for Hashem. So the fact that the Pasuk says that you do the zrikas adam, and then you offer up the chelev, you see that chelev in and of its own is reason to allow the zrikas adam. V'hiktir ha-chelev l'reach nichoyach l'Hashem, chelev af al pi she'ein basar. That even though there's only chelev left, even though there's no basar, it's enough reason to allow the zrikas adam. Says the Gemara, and here we have to understand, what parts actually go on the mizbeach? There's two types of fats. Besides for that, there's the diaphragm, which is called the Yeseres HaKovid, and there's the two kidneys. They also go. So now we're asking that we've taken it for granted that if there's either kazayis of basar or kazayis of chelev or a kazayis of any of the imurim include not only the fats, it also includes the yiseres hakovid and the shtei kloyos. So he says, you found me a pasuk that says that v'hiktir ha-chelev l'reach nichoyach l'Hashem, that if there's chelev on its own, a kazayis, that's enough to allow you to sprinkle the blood and the korban is kosher. But how do you know that if you don't have chelev and you just have the yiseres hakovid, the diaphragm, or the shtei akloyos, who said that would be enough? Minolon, says the Gemara, heicha omrinon dezorkinon. The Gemara is questioning, well, who says that it is enough? Maybe indeed only the chelev. Who told you that you can sprinkle the blood on the fact that all that's left is either the yiseres hakovid or the kloyos? Maybe not. Says the Gemara, no. Midik Toni, since we just learned in a Braisa, Ubamincha, afal pi shekulo kayemes lo yizroik, that if all that's left that's still available and toyer is the mincha part, that's not enough to allow the zrika. What do we deduce from there? Mincha hu deloy, that only if all that's left is the mincha, that's not enough reason for the zrika. Aval, yiseres hakovid ushtei akloyes, anything else which is part of the animal that's not the mincha, even if it's not the fats, it's just the yiseres hakovid or the ushtei akloyes, shaper domi, it's enough to allow you to do the zrika. So it's clear that that's the halacha. We saw that in that braisa. Minolon, what would be the source for that in the Torah? Rabbi Yechanon didei omar, before we saw it was Rabbi Yechanan in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, but here it's Rabbi Yechanan himself who's saying, Omar Kro, L'reach Nechayach, that same Pasuk, what does it say? V'hiktir ha-chelev, that you can sprinkle the blood and then you can offer up the chelev, L'reach Nechayach, L'Hashem. It should be a pleasant aroma for Hashem. What's this pleasant aroma? You already said chelev. Kol sha'at omayle l'reach Nechayach, whatever you put on the Mizbeach, to, so to speak, to be an aroma, a pleasant aroma for Hashem, is enough to allow the zrikas adam. So now we've got also chelev is mentioned, and also l'reach nichoyach is mentioned. The Gemara is saying, why do I need both? V'itzrich l'michtav chelev, it has to single out chelev. It's not good enough to just say that you can be v'zorak ha-koyen es adam, etc. And then v'hiktir l'reach nichoyach l'Hashem, and then you can offer the imurim on the mizbeach as an aroma, pleasantness for Hashem. Why did you have to say the chelev? V'ishrich l'michtav reach nechayach, and I had to say reach nechayach, I had to say them both. Why? D'ikos of rachmon chelev, if it would just have mentioned chelev, have a minna, indeed I would have thought, as we a minute ago thought, that chelev in, that only a kazayis of chelev, or the basar, but leaving aside the bosor, if there's no bosor, then only a kazayis of the chelev, of the fat, would be enough to allow you to do zrikas adam. Yeseres hakovid or shtei akloyes loy. But anything that's not chelev, like the diaphragm and the kidneys, that would not be a good enough reason. Therefore, kosav rechmono l'reach nechoyach, it says, anything that's offered up as an aroma to Hashem is enough to allow the zrikas adam. If it would only say l'reach nechoyach, I may have thought, anything that's put on the mizbeach as an aroma for Hashem, so to speak, would be enough to allow the zrika, the filu mincha, even the mincha part. That's why it says chelev. So what the word chelev is doing is limiting the reach nichoyach. That means anything that is l'reach nichoyach, providing that it's similar to chelev. Chelev comes from the animal itself, so too anything that's l'reach nichoyach, providing it's from the animal itself, which means either the fats, or the yeseres hakovid, or the shtei akloyis, but mincha, not. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue the next Mishnah.